This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. A three-day ceasefire between Sudan's warring factions has gone into effect Tuesday after what the United States called an intense negotiation. Both the Sudanese Armed Forces and the Rapid Support Forces publicly pledged to uphold the halt in fighting, though there were already reports of sporadic gunfire in the capital, Khartoum, on Tuesday. In a statement, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said the U.S. will work with the Sudanese, regional, and international partners to help create a committee to oversee the negotiation and implementation of a permanent cessation of the fighting in Sudan. The International Committee of the Red Cross Tuesday welcomed the announced ceasefire in Sudan, but stressed it needed to be implemented up and down the chain of command. Speaking to a news conference in Geneva, ICRC Regional Director for Africa Patrick Youssef said his organization is greeting the ceasefire with cautious optimism, and they will be working hard to ensure all Sudanese understand what's at stake.
What we need now to gear up for is increase our response and make sure that the dialogue on the respect of international law happens not only at the top levels, but also at the ground level. And we're really mobilizing a lot of our teams to make sure that the commandship of both the RSF and the Sudanese Armed Forces are very attentive to that aspect, which, as you know, will minimize civilian harm as we speak and certainly ensure a conducive environment for any peace negotiations to start.
At that same news conference, a spokesman for the UN Humanitarian Affairs Office, Jens Lerke, said the humanitarian needs in Sudan were already at record levels before the fighting broke out. He called the conflict a fist in the face to the Sudanese people in need. The World Health Organization warned Tuesday of a huge biological risk in Sudan after one of the sides in the conflict occupied a lab that holds measles, cholera, and pathogens and other hazardous materials. This is VOA.